This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Officials are warning of major fire risk today. There will be dry conditions and winds stronger than 50 miles per hour across the state. Officials are asking people to be extra careful and to keep any activity that involves sparks or fire indoors. Your local Starbucks shop could soon be unionized. Baristas in Superior began voting by mail today, and more stores may follow. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
It's the first Starbucks shop in Colorado to vote on unionization. Len Harris is a shift supervisor at the Superior store. She says workers hope organizing can help boost wages and prevent burnout, which has become a bigger issue since the pandemic began.
It for sure kind of catalyzed this need for us to act up, to it lit a flame, so to speak.
At least six other stores in Denver and Colorado Springs have filed to hold union elections. The Superior election will last about 1 month. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Colorado launched an auction for 22 cannabis-themed license plates on Monday. The plates spell out phrases like 420, hash, edible, THC, and CBD. Proceeds from the auction will go to the Colorado Disability Funding Committee. Last year's auction raised over $45,000. This is CPR News and KRCC.
I'm Peter O'Dowd. The pandemic has changed our work habits in all kinds of ways. Researchers see that in addition to workers hitting productivity highs just before and after lunchtime, a new peak is emerging late at night. The Atlantic's Derek Thompson calls it a triple peak workday. That's next time on Here and Now.
We'll hear that story and we'll learn about a sport that's unfamiliar to most Americans. That's this hour on Here and Now from CPR News and KRCC.